Let's welcome Rajesh Pandanji for this episode, Shades of Serenity.
Pen name through which I write is Shunya. In a short summary, there are three things which fuel my passion for writing and poetry. But I would like to explain one thing which I wrote in my book, O Beloved Being, Becoming and Beyond, is about the mindfulness technique. In this book, I have written poems and the philosophy of mindfulness technique.
Very important. If these two are actually in sync and then going in the same direction, then whole world automatically come in the same direction. That's a simple logic, but it takes time. Namaskaram. All the listeners and viewers, welcome to Anaganaga. I'm using this platform Anaganaga for a storytelling. I would like to introduce passionate personalities in various art forms. Anaganaga is more kind of a storytelling. Story is not just a story, sharing the life experiences. These life experiences could be inspirational for people like me and many more. Without further delay, I would like to introduce a great personality, which I know him from past 80 years. I know him from his profession, but after interacting with him in various events, social service activities, I experienced a different person him. He has shades of serenity. He is none other than Rajesh Pandanji. Without any further delay, let's welcome Rajesh Pandanji for this episode. This episode title is Shades of Serenity. Welcome to Anaganaga. Namaskaram, Rajesh ji.
Thank you, Hemaji. And I would like to express my deepest gratitude to this platform. And I am very much happy to share my personal story on yoga and meditation philosophy. Thank you again.
Rajesh ji, though I know you, but I wanted all my listeners and viewers know more about you. How do you introduce yourself?
My given name is Rajesh, and my pen name through which I write is Shunya. From an early age, I was very much curious to know the essence of reality, the true reality beneath the body and mind framework, which is actually our own consciousness. Therefore, I started studying various philosophies, Eastern and Western philosophies, practiced meditation techniques, and then my self-defined goal is to reset the human consciousness to a level where everyone feels calm, joyful for themselves, as well as share this with others in life. I do express my understanding, my learnings in the form of writings like books, poems, articles, and I have published books which have got Amazon best-selling award as well. And to materialize all my learnings, myself and my wife Simpi, we have founded an organization called Shunya Yoga and Meditation, through which we disseminate the yogic and meditation authentic techniques to the people. At a personal level, I live in Seattle, Washington with my family, and I work for a reputed organization in product management discipline. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajesh. Such a wonderful introduction. I think this title perfectly apt for you. You are Shades of Serenity. I heard you do writing and you do poetry, and you practice yoga and mindfulness. That's what called SYM. I'm very much excited and very much interested, really honored to talk to you today. And I hope my viewers and listeners do the same thing. So let's go into more detail and maybe understand from your writing point of view and the poetry point of view and the SYM point of view. I want my listeners and viewers know more about your writing and poetry. What inspired you to start writing either books or poetry?
Thank you. So poetry and writing is basically for me a way to express myself and explore the depth of reality. From a very early age, I was very much inspired by big poets or writers like in Hindi, Dinkar, Nirala, Harivansh Rai Bachchan, and in Urdu like Ghalib, and also English writers. So I really liked the power of words, and admiration came automatically into me to see the thoughts in those powerful words. The second part which actually inspired me is learning about transformative messages from deep thinkers like Jay Krishnamurti or Swami Vivekananda, who actually took humanity out of the dogmas of belief systems and religious systems. And the third thing which I think that gave the push for me to write is about knowing human challenges and kind of suffering. I'll share a short story with you. In early 1990s, when I was in school, I understood that there was a lot of religious turmoil in different facets or different sections in India. And that directly did not influence me, but indirectly in schools, I noticed that between friends, we got rifted apart. And that gave me another motive to actually express myself in the form of writings and poetry. And with this, I think in a short summary, there are three things which fuel my passion for writing and poetry. Is one about the admiration of words and language. The second is about the transformative nature to look the reality underneath. And the third one is about acute awareness of human suffering and challenges which we see in modern life. And till today, these are the three forces or the fuels for my passion for in writing and poetic expressions.
That's really inspirational story. A lot of people ask me, why should we read and why should we, you know, listen when somebody's speaking? As per your story, I understood that when you very early age, when you start reading and knowing the people, somewhere I feel, Rajeshji, every individual have a strong, unique passion and strong, unique talent. We really don't know sometimes very early age. Some people know, that's why they combine their profession and passion into one. And some of them eventually identify and then move towards. So as per your story, I really admire the way you get your passion and then you started writing. But I'm curious to know, is there a particular piece of your writing holds the special meaning for you and why?
Yes. So while I cherish all the poems and writings which I write because they come automatically from the heart, so I really like them. But I would like to explain one thing which I wrote in my book, O Beloved Being, Becoming and Beyond, is about the mindfulness technique. So in this book I have written poems and the philosophy of mindfulness technique. And in this section, I basically transform the mindfulness techniques into simple four-step process, which is, for example, knowing the mindfulness, getting established into the mindfulness meditation, and living mindfully, and then moving on and on beyond the meditation techniques. And these are written in such a simple and accessible manner that it doesn't demand a prior experience for anyone. So whether somebody is a beginner or an advanced meditation practitioner, it basically covers the whole span up to the depth of meditation. So this holds a very special meaning for me because it allows everyone, all and sundry, to adopt the practice and then take use of the benefits in their life.
Thank you, Rajeshji. And this is the book Rajeshji is referring. Being, Becoming and Beyond, O Beloved Shunya. Rajeshji, this current world is noisy. Everywhere we hear different noises. And sometimes we lost in these noises, which one we should take, which one we shouldn't take. But lot of, when you talk, I have in further down, I have little question to spirituality, but when you talk, it sounded to me like more kind of shunya. You know, be calm, understand, and then do it. So let's hear more about your SYM. I know I attended one of your sessions. Very actually calming mind. I want to know more about your SYM. What drew you to do the practice yoga and how it has impacted your life?
So SYM is basically an acronym called Shunya, Yoga and Meditation. Shunya as a word, it simply means emptiness or basically complete silence. And with the addition of yoga and meditation, it explains that using the techniques of yoga and meditation, somebody can get into a calm and a joyful state. Basically a shunyata state or emptiness state. Before I explain what drew me towards yoga and meditation, I want to explain the meaning of word yoga. In modern days, it is taken that yoga means to become a plastic person, to move hands and legs in any way, like a rubber doll. But that's not the true essence of yoga. There are several different types of yogas, but all basically lead oneself into depth of consciousness. And there are several types of yoga like Raj Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. So people can have so many things, and everyone can see a unique offering from the particular type of yoga. What personally draws me towards yoga is to something I call it a jewel of life. And it is a kind of an acronym where J means joy, E means energy, and W means wisdom, and the second E means equanimity, the balanced state of mind, and L is loving kindness. So by using yoga and meditation techniques, somebody can actually create a jewel of this life. And all what we want in this life, we all want a blissful consciousness living. And let the life be celebrated and lived as a festivity. So it is one opportunity for us to live this life in a festival way. And I believe that yoga and meditation techniques does provide all the required tools and techniques for someone to live life in this manner. And that basically draws me towards it.
Thank you so much. You shared a lot of different practices of yoga. And also you are talking about mindfulness techniques. I was curious to ask this question. Can you share mindfulness techniques or exercises that has been transformative for you?
Yes. So I can actually share one mindfulness technique which I use myself, and also I share with the students. It is basically a fusion of two traditions. One tradition which comes from Patanjali's Raj Yoga method, which has basically eight limbs. It is like Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. It is actually a full-scale algorithm how someone can start the meditation and enter into the depth of meditative states. The other tradition comes from Buddha's tradition, which basically talks about in three forms: Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Sila is basically morality, Samadhi is system of practices, meditation techniques, and Panya is basically wisdom. And Buddha explained this in Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundations of mindfulness, which actually goes into either Samatha meditation, which is cultivating extremely calm state of mind, and Vipassana, which is cultivating the insight. So what I did, as I practiced these two separately, I also created a hybrid version of these two traditions for mindfulness practice. The simple objective remains same, that follow your bliss consciousness and follow the source of consciousness. And it starts with first centering of body and mind, attaining a stable and a comfortable posture, and then basically tuning the awareness with the breath. So taking breath as object of meditation and tuning the awareness with the breath. And when the mind settles down along with the breath, then very gently shifting the mind to the body awareness, how our body is responding, reacting in this very moment. And from the body awareness, we can shift the attention or awareness to the mental objects. What thoughts are arising and disappearing in the mind. And we will see sooner or later, mind will become like a calm lake. A deep serenity will appear in the surface of mind. And we will also start seeing the gaps between the thoughts. gently turning the attention to the gap between the thoughts, we will feel more and more calm states, which are more joyful states. Because calmness and inner joy are basically a connected phenomena. And with this, we enter into pure awareness. When we shift the awareness to the source of awareness, the one who is becoming mindful, then we enter further deep down into the meditative state. And finally, we rest as it is, just as a pure being in our own awareness. So in this way, we follow from a very objective breath meditation to a deep calm state. And this is one thing. And one last thing is that one has to practice meditation on the meditation pillow and also in their regular life. So this basically completes the meditation technique during the formal practice as well as living the daily life. And I want to quote one last thing, like Dalai Lama said, that if every 8-year-old kid learns how to meditate, then we can remove the violence from this planet in just one generation. So that is the power of mindfulness meditation.
Thank you so much. You gave a lot of techniques and so many words, and especially thank you for the quote from Dalai Lama. That's the thing is required in the current world. Everybody starts about selfishness, thinking about so many things, and then if they don't get, they do what they want. They're doing whatever they want to get that. So, but absolutely, you mentioned that. People say there is an age for everything, and always they say that they take time. Okay, it's not now. Lot of people, when I started bhakti little early age, lot of my neighbors or relatives used to say, no, this is not the age for bhakti. You have an age, certain age. But as you mentioned, yes, there is a saying, you should start teaching things at an early stage. That's live for a long. We really struggle to do job and multiple things. You know, you are doing your professional thing and then you are passionate about all these things. I'd be curious to know, how do you integrate yoga and mindfulness into your daily routine? And also, I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of viewers are interested when you, especially you talked about mindfulness and yoga, and you're talking about SYM. I'm sure a lot of people are interested to reach out to you and maybe can give some details about SYM, as part sure. of SYM, what do you and how can they contact you?
Sure. So first of all, I would like to reverse the question a little bit. What I would say is, how to integrate my daily routine in yogic and meditative life instead of making yoga in part of the daily routine. Why? Because I believe staunchly that having a meditative and yogic life is an investment in my holistic health, happiness and harmonious prosperity. So if I orient rest of my day around this, then the priority falls into the place automatically. And we all know that whatever is our highest priority, we want to start that first in the day. And that's what is my daily routine as well. As I wake up in the morning, the first thing is I start with some kind of a thankful note for the day. And then I make sure that I read something spiritual in the morning itself, in bite sizes, not too long reading, but in bite sizes. And then I start my day with a meditation. It mostly includes pranayama and mindfulness meditation. Then during the day itself, in the midday, if I find something, some time, then I will sit again. Otherwise, I'll just remember those spiritual nuggets which I read in the morning or anything in general. And later in the evening, then I spend around 1 hour in doing either physical yoga, doing exercise or cardio or anything, until the evening when I sleep, then I just do a very gentle practice of meditation. Now the thing is that the most important thing is that the entire day is planned according to the lifestyle of a yogi or a meditative person. And that is the key thing here, which brings the joy automatically, and it basically guides all our activities around it. So this is how basically someone should do to make it a pivotal activity of their life and then change their lifestyle around it, and things will start falling in place. One thing which I was thinking as you asked about SYM, Shunya Yoga and Meditation, if someone is eager to learn yoga and meditation, they can connect with me either through my website, which is shunyapragya.com, or there is a phone app as well. Someone can download the phone app and then can book a free session with me to design and basically discipline, to learn the discipline of yoga, and then I will be very happy to share that. And these are the details, you know, we can share after the session as well.
Thank you so much for talking about SYM. And viewers and listeners, if you're really interested, actually I had one session with Rajeshji, and he hosted actually a couple of sessions in Seattle, in library and some other community centers, and very good response. And he have special sessions for youth to calm them, and then how they can handle their stress. All of them are part of their courses. Very interesting. I recommend all of you, when you get chance and time, because we do a lot of things in the world. We spend a whole day for the entire world. Somebody said in one of their beautiful quotation, we never think about our body and mind. So our body and mind is very, very important. If these two are actually in sync and then going in the same direction, then whole world automatically come in the same direction. That's a simple logic, but it takes time. Right. And I actually, when I met him, and then when we had these sessions, in one of the sessions actually he was very well practiced with all of us, and thank you for that. And I encourage all the viewers and listeners, when you have few minutes of time, please go and check with SYM. Thank you so much, Chief, for explaining very well. With your routine is very inspiring. People ask, what do you do in your talk? I said, something which touches, because everybody speaks everything, but all the words may not go to into your mind, but some of the words actually will inspire you. If somebody is doing, why can't I? And then if somebody is like that, why can't I? So that's why we were actually talking about all these stories.
That wraps up part one, but there is so much more to uncover. Please stay tuned and let's keep the conversation going in Shades of Serenity, part two. Dear viewers and listeners, to learn more about yoga and meditation, please visit their website, shunyapragya.com. SYM stands for Shunya Yoga and Meditation, and their website is shunyapragya.com. Let me spell for you: shunyapragya.com. shunyapragya.com.
Stay tuned to Anaganaga to watch my upcoming excerpts. Thank you so much.